وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون.
And when it is said unto them, make not mischief in the earth, they say, we are peacemakers only.
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون.
Are not they indeed the mischief makers, but they perceive not.
Join Mullah Zahir Ahmad Raghi as he unpacks questions like, do your good actions allow you to judge others? Are you holier than thou? Wednesday mornings 9 to 10 a.m. only on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Holier Than Thou. Well, just before we go on to that question, there are some responses that we have here on WhatsApp. The first one, assalamu alaikum, jazakallah for the awesome program. Maragi's program on air now and previously, it is all amazing and relevant content really needed to address these issues, so much appreciated. Then another message that comes in, assalamu alaikum, respected Maragi, I say with much respect that perhaps it is not necessary to repeatedly explain your program and the purpose. There is always going to be negative comments and people who will misunderstand it. The program is mashallah, your perspective needs to be heard. Our du'as and support with you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you as always. Ma, that's the two comments that we did have.
Jazakumullah for those comments. We make du'a that Allah maintain us humble and Allah keep us sincere in whatever we wish to say.
Ma, coming back to that question that we were going to start with, the Thirtharun. So the hadith that Ma mentioned last week, the furthest people from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, will be the Thirtharun. So the WhatsApp message that came about was asking who or what is the Thirtharun?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Marana, in order to understand this hadith, I'm going to say a few things, inshallah. The constant need that people find today to post something out there and constantly need to feed people so that people may be consuming things. This sometimes, you know, we need to be so careful. This sometimes represent a spiritual void. And I say this on the basis of a statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu that's narrated by Malik ibn Dinar. And it's an authentic saying and a very beautiful narration. Umar ibn al-Khattab says, "Man kathura kalamuhu kathura saqatuh, wa man kathara saqatuhu qalla hayauh. وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاؤُهُ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ وَمَنْ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ Subhanallah, it's so profound. Let's just run through it. مَنْ كَثُرَ كَلَامُهُ كَثُرَ سَقَتُهُ He who talks too much makes too many mistakes. The idea is, when understanding this narration in the light of social media and in the light of our situation, previously, you had one way of expressing yourselves. But now, we have multitude forums and platforms to express ourselves. Previously, by writing a letter, you could write your thoughts. Or whatever you used to have, very few ways of expressing yourself. However, now, all of a sudden, you have at your hands this power at your hands that we are able to express ourselves in so many different ways. Your tongue, your speech, your pen, your text message, email, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp. You have all these various different tongues where you can express yourself and put stuff out there. The possibility of making a mistake or committing a sin is far greater now, and the reward for practicing silence also becomes greater in the times that we are living in. It is clearly easy to get ourselves into trouble now by the volume of the anxiety and the anxiousness to post things. You know, I can speak for myself that no one is in a greater danger of that than me. And I've experienced this even in during this program and the mistake I made by mentioning some names. So I take full responsibility of that, that no one is in a greater danger of that than me. Whatever I am saying now is recorded. I am constantly talking to you and people who are listening. It's not like I can go back and take some things back. Since everything is a record and put on a public forum today, everything gets preserved. And the danger of making these mistakes become even greater. Because now I am stuck with you and the burden of responsibility of my words are greater. And the things that you text and things that you put out becomes greater, and all the prophetic traditions, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he spoke of the excellence of silence, becomes more and more relevant. It's not only about commenting on someone's statuses, but in the processes, very often we are victims of backbiting and many other things. So I'm just talking or referring to having your say about everything. To have a say about everything, whether you qualified or not, informed or not. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about three types of people not liked by Allah. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, and may Allah save us from that. Rasulullah spoke about three types of people not liked by Allah and by himself sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the first category of people are the Tharun. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, who are the Tharun? And Rasulullah replied, Al-Tharun are those who need to have an opinion on everything about everything. The Tharun are those who have to have an opinion on everything and about everything. Whether you are qualified or not, you just have to have your say. You have to have an opinion on everything. You have to give an input on everything. And really, we should really sit back and sometimes think, do people out there really care about your opinion when there is so much a glut of information? And Rasulullah said, the furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah, the first category of people that Rasulullah said are the Tharun. The reality is nobody cares about your opinion, or hardly anyone cares about you have to say something about what's going on in this part of the world or in that part of the world, in this community, that community, this group, that group, this person, that person, this issue or that issue. But just our nature has become such that we must have a say. And we don't consider much of it, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, together with us, has said, hastiness is from shaitan. Sometimes we are so hasty in wanting to say something about everything. So Rasulullah said, hastiness is from shaitan. Doing things hastily, saying things, not calculating the consequences, just say things for the sake of saying, just constantly putting out things on social media, when you keep on putting things out on the social and public forums, the volume of your speech, and I don't mean the loudness, sometimes it is also the loudness, but the quantity and the amount of writings and texts and posts you have out there, then naturally you are going to make more mistakes. So we have to become responsible. And here I have repeatedly said that I have to be more careful. So let's come back to the saying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Man kathura kalamuhu kathura saqatuh." He who speaks a lot is bound to make more mistakes. And then Umar said, "Waman kathura saqatuh qalla haya'uh." This is the second stage. If you talk a lot, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And what happens in the process? Your haya decreases. Your haya begins to shrink. And what usually happens when a person starts putting out too much? Do people gain respect for you or lose respect for you? Usually, they lose respect for you. So we're prone to make many mistakes. If our output is so much, and this results in the decrease of our haya. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes further, وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاؤُهُ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ. When your modesty starts to shrink, then your caution starts to shrink, your filters goes away, and the modesty and your haya was your guard. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, modesty is part of faith. Now, when your modesty is lifted, the filter is lifted. So when the filter is gone, it's just all over the place and your posts just go wild. There is now no caution in your input, in what you write, what you text. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes further to say, وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاؤُهُ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ. When the caution is gone, staying away from doubtful matters and not maintaining that filter, what happens? وَمَنْ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ. Then your heart dies. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, it's taking you from a place where you just posted too much, where you just text too much, where you just talked too much, to a place of death of your heart. So there is a direct connection with speaking too much and the death of your heart. Your excessive posts takes you away from the light of your heart, whether it's going to be good or going to be evil. When you put out something, do not become a means of someone to have doubts and waswasa. When you put out something, do not become a means of someone to have doubts and waswasa. Be responsible in what you put out there. And that is what we are talking of, the tharthurun. People that just need to have a say about everything, qualified or not, you just have to have your say. Anything that's said, anything that's put out, someone must have his opinion. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has warned that such people will be the most distant from him on the day of Qiyamah.
Well, we're going to go for a break, inshallah. We'll carry on after that.
Inshallah.